Baseball. America's game.
Of the most dramatic moments in the history of sports.
It's about connection.
Leaps and makes the catch up against the wall.
And now, with Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball.
She is gone.
Comes home.
Is this happening? It is.
Friday Night Baseball, streaming on Apple TV Plus. Baseball, America's game.
Of the most dramatic moments in the history of sports.
It's about connection.
Leaps and makes the catch up against the wall.
And now, with Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball.
She is gone.
Comes home.
Hey, is this happening? It is.
Friday Night Baseball, streaming on Apple TV Plus.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is CBS Sports Radio, and you are locked in to the JR Sport Brief show. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. I'm going to be here with you for the next 3 hours. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Thank you to everybody listening from coast to coast. And beyond that, because I know my folks are listening in Hawaii. What's up to my friends in Hawaii? I appreciate y'all. And then forget coast to coast on the other side of the border. What's up, Canada? So many callers from Canada. A lot of happy Bills fans in Toronto. Much love. Shout outs to you, too. Look, I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you missed a minute of the show, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I'm happy to be here in New York City right now with super producer and host Dave Shepard. Typically, I'm in Atlanta, and for the next several weeks, the next several months, I will be all over North America on the Media for the Movement tour, hooking up with my friends at Special Olympics. A lot of love given to my friends at Experian for believing in sports, using sports to bring people together and to try to have a more inclusive environment in the world of sports and also healthcare. So shout outs to my friends at Special Olympics, and thank you to my friends at Experian. It's been a busy night so far. I've had a busy day. I was at Fordham University today, speaking to the students there, the first stop on my Media for the Movement tour. And I look forward to being at Drexel University in Philadelphia next week. Drexel was a stop last year, and I look forward to being back in Philly next week. And shout outs to them Eagles. Yeah, Jalen Hurts looks good. Looks real good. And so we'll get into the Eagles. We opened up the show talking about those Buffalo Bills. They're just running a roughshod through everybody. And speaking of roughshod, right before we went to commercial break, I had to share with you someone who's just running rough through the record books and not in the NFL. It's Major League Baseball. Aaron Judge is one home run away from tying Roger Maris for the most home runs hit ever in the American League, that being 61. Tonight, the New York Yankees basically head into the bottom of the ninth, down at home against who? The lowly Pittsburgh Pirates. My apologies to my friends in Pittsburgh, but yes, you know that the Pirates are a lowly team. And so they move into the bottom of the ninth, and basically this is where they sit. 8-4, they're losing. Yankee fans are going to go home upset. They're going to go home angry. They're going to curse out Brian Cashman. They're going to yell for Aaron Boone to be fired. And then at the bottom of the ninth, Aaron Judge, who at this point was hitless, Aaron Judge steps up to the plate, and he does an Aaron Judge thing. And who else is on the call? John Sterling of the Yankees Radio Network.
Here's the 3-1. Swung on that. There it goes. deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. He's tied the Babe. It's a Judgian blast. His 60th home run of the year. Wow. All rise. Here comes the judge.
And on the screen is a picture of Aaron Judge superimposed over the Babe.
Oh, damn. Damn, they put Babe Ruth right there with him. Wow. Babe Ruth, for the majority of our audience, almost everybody, he was just some mythical creature. Like, he's just a Paul Bunyan of baseball. Oh, this man ate hot dogs and hit home runs. Oh, yeah, sure. I read about him in a book. We see a real one in Aaron Judge, and I don't think he eats hot dogs. Man is 6'7", 285 pounds. He could probably tear apart a buffalo with his bare hands if he wanted to. What a gigantic freak. And so, yeah, sure, he hit his 60th home run. He's now one away from tying Roger Maris, most all-time in the American League. Absolutely amazing. And we're going to get into the whole contract year situation. But the game is now 8-5. The Yankees are still losing, or were losing, in the bottom of the ninth. One Aaron Judge home run is not going to change anything. But it did. It made the pitcher, Crow, pitching for Pittsburgh, it made him lose his mind because Judge hit his home run. And then Anthony Rizzo doubled to center field. And then Gleyber Torres, he walked. Josh Donaldson, he singled. If you can follow me, you know what that means. It means the bases are loaded. And who steps up to the plate? Someone who cannot run 3 feet without his calf muscle putting him out for 2 months is Giancarlo Stanton. He might not be able to run consistently, but this also is a gigantic baseball freak of nature. 6'6". Yeah, he's smaller than Aaron Judge. He weighs less than Aaron Judge. But when he hits a baseball, Stanton doesn't even look like he is trying. He steps up to the plate. The bases are loaded. The Yankees are losing 8-5. And then Stanton did this.
Swung on, drilled to deep left. That ball is going to be gone. A grand slam to win the game. A no one out, bases loaded, grand slam, bottom of the ninth. And the Yankees have come back in the ninth inning with 5 runs to win the game 9-8. Stanton finally delivered a bullet line drive in the left field seats. Giancarlo, Nonce Posca Barlo, a Stantonian home run, a bullet line drive in the left field seats. What an inning.
You know what we didn't get there? Where the hell was the Yankees when the Yankees, where the hell was that part? That's what he's known for. That's something that he does that's absolutely amazing. We love it. Yankees win. The Yankees win. And sure, the Yankees won. Aaron Judge, forget the Yankees. I don't think they'll win the World Series this year. I don't think they have enough bats. Well, they got the bats. Come on. Aaron Judge accounts for like 5 bats by himself. I don't think they have the timely hitting. I do not trust their starting pitching. It'd be nice if the Yankees, you know, went back and did something. They haven't won a World Series since 2009. Every year they basically win except for the World Series.
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Well, that wasn't from tonight, was it? Yeah, we don't need that guy then. Aaron Judge is the real winner here for the New York Yankees. And oh yeah, by the way, I can't put aside the home runs. Aaron Judge now, and it's going to be a week and a half, almost 2 weeks. He's the Triple Crown leader in the American League. Aaron Judge is batting .316. He has 60 home runs. He has 128 RBIs. Yes, he's not just some power hitter. He ain't just swinging for the fences. He's become a better hitter over the course of his career, and he is slaughtering the baseball. Hey, here's a single, guys. Here's a double. I'm just so damn big and strong, when I square up, it's going to leave the park. Aaron Judge, forget the home runs, which is tough. He is having one of the best seasons that you will ever see from a player in baseball history. Enjoy it. If you're not a baseball fan, if you know the Yankees are playing and you see that they're on, just tune in for his at-bats. It's special. It's something that you probably won't see for a long time. And sure, yeah, when Aaron Judge gets paid, is he going to replicate this? Probably not. Aaron Judge, I'm going to repeat the numbers because they are ridiculous. 316 average, 60 home runs, 128 RBIs. What is this? It's like Aaron Judge is playing with little boys instead of grown men. He's now the sixth player in Major League Baseball history with 60-plus home runs. Bonds, McGuire, Sosa, Maris, Ruth, Aaron Judge. This is also the same man who earlier this season is just like, yeah, I don't want your money that you're offering me. $213 million, no thanks. $30 million per year, no thanks. I think I'm worth more. I love it. He ain't talk no smack. He didn't whine. He didn't complain. He just went out there this year and had one of the best seasons that anyone who has ever played baseball has had. And Giancarlo Stanton, after the game, he knows it. He spoke to the YES Network. This is what his own teammate Stanton had to say.
Oh, he's the man. He's the man. And he hit 60, and he's like, he's done it before. So he's going to keep it rolling, and he's going to be fun to watch all year, the rest of the year.
Sparked all of us. It helped us get this win, and he's been doing it all year. He's the man. And he's not done, so we got plenty left, and he's going to put on a show for everybody in here.
I got to appreciate him. When you talk about all the athletes right now, come on. I mentioned this a few weeks ago. You got a guy in Brooklyn. He's making $40, $45 million, $50 million a year. You got a guy in Brooklyn who signed a contract last year for a contract to start this year. He has a team where he pretty much asked for everything that took place. The team goes into the toilet for a multitude of reasons. The guy's name is Kevin Durant, by the way. And before his contract even kicks in, he wants to leave? That's Kevin Durant. You got another guy who he wanted to bring in, who he wanted to be a teammate with, and James Harden, who's basically quit on two teams. Publicly threw his teammates under the bus. Got sick of another one of his teammates in Brooklyn and decided to bounce. And then you got another guy. His name is Kyrie Irving. I don't even know what the hell this man thinks. Does he show up to work? Does he not? Is he tweeting about vaccinations? Is he playing ball? What is he doing? We don't know. This man overplayed his hand thinking he was something that he wasn't, and now he got to play for Brooklyn again. And all you have to do is take, I don't know, the 4 train up through Manhattan into the Bronx. You take a 40-minute ride, and you go to Yankee Stadium from the Barclays Center. And here you have Aaron Judge, who in the most polite way possible was almost, you know, kind of insulted by the general manager. If you don't remember what Brian Cashman said at the beginning of the season, he's like, yeah, we wanted Aaron Judge, and we offered him this amount of money, and he said no, like he's trying to, you know, put a dirty mark on him. This is what Brian Cashman said before the season started.
Obviously had a extended conversation over the last 3 weeks or so with Paige Odell and I, and I've actually had a conversation with Aaron Judge briefly as well, but we were unsuccessful in concluding a multi-year pact. Just for transparency purposes, our final effort was trying to buy out 7 years of free agency at $30.5 million a year on top of, you know, the final season, which is this year, which is the arbitration setting. It would turn out to be either 17 or 21, which is his number. So,
come on. Where do they do that at? What general manager comes out and says, oh, yeah, this is what we, they don't do that. The Yankees tried to look like the good guy and go, well, Aaron Judge is being greedy. It didn't work. Because Aaron Judge ain't talk no trash back. He didn't appreciate what Brian Cashman said. But even in that way, he did it in a diplomatic way.
I'm sure you know Cashman told us what their final offer was when we were in here. I know you don't want to get into much about the negotiations, but is there anything you would want to say publicly about your reasoning in determining that wasn't the offer for you to accept at this time?
Yeah, I don't like talking numbers. I like to keep that private. You know, it's something, you know, I kind of felt like it was private between my team and the Yankees. But I'm not going to get into that.
Do you mind that it was told to us then, if you feel it should be private?
You know, Cash has a job to do. You know, this is what he does. You know, I'm a ball player. He does what he does, and, you know, I can't control what, you know, happens on the other side.
That man let his bat do all of the talking. And just as a matter of principle, I talk for a living. That's what the hell I get paid for, so I'm going to do it. This man gets paid to hit baseballs, and he destroys them. And when, in a world where we got a lot of people who do a lot of talking, just for lip service purposes, in a world where we got a lot of people who want to whine and complain, in a world where people want to take their ball and go home, oh, wah, wah, wah. Aaron Judge is having one of the best seasons that you will ever see from someone who swings a bat. Triple crown leader tonight. Aaron Judge hits his 60th home run. Sixth man in history to hit 60. He's one home run away from tying Roger Maris at 61. Aaron Judge is your batting leader in the American League with an average of 316. Aaron Judge leads the world in RBIs, 128. The season is not done. The Yankees wanted to say, hey, Aaron, here is $30 million per year. Before the season, Aaron Judge said no thanks. Coming off of this season, Aaron Judge is likely on his way to $40 million a year. Likely, I don't know, for potentially the next 7 or 8 years. Good for Aaron Judge, getting all the cash, getting all the money. We can look at a couple of years ago at the injuries. We can look at his age being on the other side of 30. This man is a super destroyer. He is a modern-day baseball Paul Bunyan. He is a freak. I told you last week this man was going to win MVP. What more do you need to see? Aaron Judge is going to win MVP. How much is he going to get paid? How much would you pay Aaron Judge? This man is breaking records, and he's about to break the bank. The Steinbrenner family, they're going to have to open up that wallet. I'm going to take your calls on the other side, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Aaron Judge is breaking records. He better open up a new vault because he's going to need to put a whole lot of cash in it. How much money would you pay him? It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller and listener. I'm loving the show. Your show is just absolutely outstanding.
I got to tell you, I've been listening to you, and I've been feeling and agreeing with your flow.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
This portion of the show is brought to you by AutoZone. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the likely cause of your pesky check engine light for free. And it can get you back on the road. Restrictions apply. So get in the zone. AutoZone. Aaron Judge has been in the zone all season long. Tonight, as the New York Yankees went out there and ultimately in a comebacker due to a grand slam, a game-winning grand slam by Giancarlo Stanton, the Yankees went 9-8. But the story is Aaron Judge. He hit his 60th home run tonight. The next home run that he hits will tie Roger Maris for the most home runs all time in the American League. And not only is Aaron Judge close to breaking or tying a record, this man now leads the batting race in the American League with an average of .316. He also leads the world in RBIs with 128. Aaron Judge, and sure, if the season ends today, we still got time, he'd go out and win the Triple Crown. We haven't seen this since Miguel Cabrera in 2012. And oh yeah, this is a contract year where Aaron Judge said, y'all, the New York Yankees only want to pay me $30 million. No thanks, I deserve more. And he's probably going to make $40 million a year. The New York Yankees cannot let this man walk. It'll be terrible if they let him walk. You want to think about the average value per year of some of these contracts? Carlos Correa is basically a rental for the Minnesota Twins. He's making $35 million a year. Gerrit Cole on his team, he's a pitcher for the Yankees. He ain't pitching every day, and if he did, he'd suck. But Gerrit Cole is making 36 per. Mike Trout is making 35 per. What are we supposed to do with Aaron Judge? He can't make more than 35? Come on, the money goes up. Okay, sure, Mike Trout is making 35. His contract is 12 years. So if you got to look at Aaron Judge, you ain't giving him a 12-year contract. The man is 30 years old. He's going to make bank. If you're the New York Yankees, you might have to just say, hey, listen, man, he is 40 for 7, and let's live there. And he might go, nah, man, I want to go higher than that. Move me into the high 300s. The Yankees are going to have to start at 40. And Aaron Judge, based on what he's doing this season, is he going to hit 60 every year? Oh, hell no. But if he came back next year and hit 45, you got to be happy with it. And I'm even thrilled that he has taken his position to not talk trash, not crap on the Yankees, not get into a battle of words. He's letting his play do the talking. Aaron Judge, he talked after the game. He said, I'm loving this.
Getting a chance to play baseball at Yankee Stadium, you know, in a packed house, you know, on a first place team. You know, that's what you dream about. You know, I love every second of it. You know, even when we're down, you know, you don't like losing. But I knew, you know, with the top of the lineup coming up, you know, we got a shot to come back here and do something special. So, you know, I'm trying to enjoy it all, you know, and soak it all in, but I know I still got a job to do out on the field every single day, and, you know, I just got to keep my head down and keep preparing and, you know, stay mentally focused.
He tied Babe Ruth. He tied Babe Ruth with 60. Okay, fine, great. What the hell does 60 mean to you, Aaron Judge? What did he say?
It's tough to say because you don't, like I said, I don't think about it. I don't think about the numbers. And, you know, when you talk about Ruth and Maris and Mantle and all these, you know, Yankees greats that, you know, there's so many great things in this game. You know, you never imagine as a kid, you know, getting mentioned with them. But, you know, it's an incredible honor, you know, and you know, something I don't take lightly at all. But you know, we're not done. We still got a couple games left in this season, and you know, hopefully a couple more wins come with them.
Wow. He's amazing. This will probably be the best season of his career, and he did it in a contract year. Nuts. 855-212-4CBS. Chris is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Chris?
Hey, big guy, right up my alley. Max Scherzer makes about 40-some million. Anyway, Aaron Judge, and he played the outfield pretty regular, not a DH, right, pretty much?
And forget the outfield. Aaron Judge, the majority of the season, played.
He plays the field still. So
no, stop, Chris. Chris, be quiet. Listen to me. He played center field.
Right.
He's 6'7", almost 300
right.
pounds.
Right. I got it. But his stats are so far and above beyond and the other players, and especially in home runs. You talked about the Triple Crown. But anyway, yeah, I think he's signable. Where's he from originally? Like, where do you think, if he's going anywhere, where would you want to go other than stay in New York? And
true.
First, and then he's
oh,
a right-handed hitter on Yankee Stadium's deeper in left field. It's amazing. It should be getting more attention. I hope he breaks it in the next 8 games.
Chris, how we doing?
Roger Maris did it in 154.
Hey, Shep.
I'm sorry.
No. I was getting ready to have a whole conversation with Shep because you asked me like 3 questions.
I know. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know you would let me answer and let me continue. This is right up my alley. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Are you sure? Am I allowed?
Yeah, I'm sorry, JR.
No, it's okay. No, you. One of the first questions you asked is like, oh, where's he from? And I was getting ready to tell you, but then you ran away, trained me.
Because I'm excited.
Why?
Because this is good for baseball. It would be even more better had the steroid era not occurred, but we're all to blame for that.
Not me.
Let's not bring that into play right now.
Not me. It was 20-something years ago. I watched it. I enjoyed it, but not me. But anyway. Since you're so excited, Chris, I'm going to answer your question. Do me a favor. Just say giggity, giggity.
Diggity, diggity. Oh, no. And that's the other thing. When he does break it, I want you to do your impersonation of John Sterling.
I did it. I did it yesterday.
When he breaks it, you got to do a real good one.
No, I don't need to do that. Well, anyway, Aaron Judge is from outside of San Francisco, okay?
Uh-oh. Okay.
Okay. Well, now you know, okay?
Okay.
All right. You got anything else? Is there a question?
I think everything's right. I'm really hope he does it before. Like
Me
I said,
too.
There's 15 games left because Maris did it in 154. This should be a bigger story.
But
8 or 9 years. I would if he's still playing the outfield, he's not already.
Well, we
DH
don't
bound. So
well,
yeah, he's worth it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Chris. Absolutely. Well, we might want him DH bound. The only problem is the Yankees are paying Giancarlo Stanton, and he can't play the field. The Yankees put him out in the field in right field. They put Judge in center field. He's the biggest center fielder ever, and he even had to tone that down. He's a gold glove caliber outfielder, center fielder. He can do it all. But you don't want to stretch this guy chasing balls and stretching out and diving for him. You rather have him at the plate. Absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, Max Scherzer, he's making 43. The New York Mets and Steve Cohen said, hey, I don't care what anybody else is paying. I want a championship. I'm giving Max Scherzer 43 per year, even though it's only for, quote unquote, 3 years. It's not a long-term deal. Aaron Judge is not going to want to make less than his own teammate, Gerrit Cole. That's just the reality of it. He already said no to 30. What are the Yankees going to come back? Here's 35? No, it ain't working that way. Aaron Judge is going to say, give me 40 or maybe more, and they're going to have to find a medium there. 855-212-4CBS. Alan is calling from Toronto, Canada. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, he took a chance, and the gamble paid off. The only hope that it's going to be the Mets. It's between the Mets and the Yankees, and the Yankees better not let him go because it's going to look horrible. They haven't let somebody go like that. And I hear what you're saying. The Angels are 66-83, and they're out of the question, and the Yankees are up on top, but I'm not buying that argument at all. Look at
buying
Cal
what?
Ripken in
1991
was.
Can you slow down, Alan?
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
You're not buying what argument?
That Ohtani should not be the MVP. Ohtani definitely should be.
It's not a matter of. It's not a matter of should be the MVP. He is highly unlikely to not be the MVP.
Yeah, because we're talking baseball. We're talking the game of baseball.
Yeah, I know.
There hasn't been a year like that since 1921 with Babe Ruth, and
no,
Babe Ruth was only striking out 4.5.
Yeah, not even
only striking out 4.5 batters a game, and Ohtani's striking out 8.
It's not comparable. Even Babe Ruth didn't have such a season. He pretty much switched over. It was a transition point. He wasn't doing what Ohtani's doing, but that's besides the point. This is, and we had this conversation last week. The MVP award is not to be awarded to who's having the freakish season. It's who's the most valuable to his team. What player?
Well, they would have been losing about 110 games a year without him. They would have been losing.
Oh my! And what are the Yankees doing without Aaron Judge?
Okay, yeah, that's an argument too, but
We're
talking about the game of baseball.
You said that already. I know we're not talking about tiddlywinks and I don't know, hopscotch. Yes, we're talking about baseball, and it's very simple. I'm not taking away from the great season that Ohtani has had. We talked about this last week. You can give him the MVP award, and I'm just going to go, okay, yeah, he had an amazing season. But if we're talking about the best player that has contributed the most to his team's success, his name is Aaron Judge. You just told me I can make that argument. That is correct. We ain't talking about, this is happening. The Yankees are winning. They have their record because of him. He has kept them alive in a crap season. He's on pace right now. He has to do it for another week and a half, almost 2 weeks, to go ahead and win the first Triple Crown since Miguel Cabrera. If you think the sports writers are not going to reward him for what he's done this season, then I think there's a whole lot missing, man. Ohtani's having a great season. Judge is having a great season. They're both having absolutely amazing seasons. I'd be really surprised and shocked if Judge doesn't win MVP, especially, and whether you agree with it or not, especially because Ohtani won it last year. This is Judge's time. If 60-plus home runs wasn't enough for you, the most ever in American League history, which he's on pace to do, what about a Triple Crown? Does that up it for you? What about the wins? What about carrying the Yankees on his back? Is that doing it for you? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to take more of your calls on Judge, 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk about some of these emerging players. They're trying to earn their keep in their sports.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, man. We love you down here in Texas, okay, JR?
Hey, how you doing, man? I love your show. Love the topic.
Thank you. I'll be listening again in the future. This is a great show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I love an underdog. I love someone who gets out there and earns their keep. I love someone who's been counted out and goes and proves people wrong. And so we've been talking about Aaron Judge, and, you know, eventually, especially when we get to next hour, I want to talk to you about, you know, two quarterbacks who spent some time at Alabama, and they might be proving their worth in the NFL. I'm talking about Tua Tagovailoa and Jalen Hurts. How long is this going to last for both of those guys? We're going to get into that next hour. I want to take more of your calls here on Aaron Judge, who is having a historic season. Tonight, he hit his 60th home run, helped set the stage for a New York Yankees comeback. Giancarlo Stanton hits a grand slam against the Pirates to send the Yankee fans home happy. And Judge, tonight, right now, leads the American League in batting average. And then we know he leads the world in home runs and RBIs. 60 home runs, one away from tying the American League record, and he has 128 RBIs. I mean, he's a freak. He's a nut. He declined a $30 million contract per year earlier this season or before the season started, and now he's in line for a gigantic raise, likely to be in a range closer to 40 mil. And he didn't talk and whine. He just earned his cash. Ray Ray, he's calling from in the car. You're on CBS Sports Radio, Ray Ray. Go ahead.
Hey, JR. First of all, I want to say thank you for taking my call. I love your show. Listen as much as I can.
Thank you. Go ahead.
All right. I just want to say Judge, without a doubt, should be the MVP. If you look at the lineup he's in and what he's done in that lineup, how he stayed healthy and basically carried the Yankees throughout the whole season, I don't think there should be any question it should be Judge.
Nah, I hear you. I mean, listen, I'm not going to discount, and thank you, Ray Ray. There's a lot of noise in that car, man. A lot. You have all four windows rolled down. A lot of air, man. I'm not taking away from what Ohtani has done. Ohtani has had an MVP caliber season. He has. There's no disputing it. But this is a war. This is the reality. The award is voted on by the Sports Writers of America. The sports writers are these mostly older cornball dudes who sit down and write stories, and they think real highly of themselves. And everybody who votes for MVP, I don't care what the sport is, there's a story to be told around it. Ohtani was the story last year. Judge is the story this year. Would it completely, utterly shock me if Judge didn't win? It's small. I'd be like, oh, wow. I'd be like, wow, they gave it to Ohtani. I'd be slightly surprised. But I feel strongly, based on the fact that Ohtani won it last year, based on that Ohtani's having an amazing season, but the Angels have a toilet reputation, knowing that Judge is having a historic season, not only just in home runs, but the opportunity to now also win a triple crown, knowing that he bet on himself, there's so much surrounding him being the most valuable player. And then you factor in the Yankees' success because of him. I think he gets it. 855-212-4CBS. Clinton is calling from Pittsburgh. Go ahead, Clinton.
Hey, how you doing, JR?
I'm very well, thank you. What's up?
Hey, you know what? This is what I want to say about tonight, okay? You know, I'm sitting here in Pittsburgh, you know, me and the lady, we out here eating, and we're watching this last two innings of this game. And, you know, it's just interesting how Aaron Judge came up there, and the way he smacked that ball, I mean, I just could not believe what the Pirates were really doing. And you know what? I know you probably didn't hear this earlier. Earlier today, Shelton, Derek Shelton, the Pirates manager, was interviewed. And they asked him, are you going to pitch to Aaron Judge? He said, well, it depends on the situation. Putting Crow in there was not the right situation. He threw an 89-mile-per-hour fastball down the middle. Judge cracked it, and then Giancarlo Stanton, 89-mile-per-hour fastball, grand slam home run. I mean, nothing against Judge or Stanton. What we're seeing with Judge is fabulous. But the Pirates, they need to get rid of everybody because this is atrocious.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You and a few of my friends in Pittsburgh are the only ones who care. I'm sorry.
Well, you know what, though? But you know what, though? Let me tell you something. I'm cheering for Judge. And you know what, though? I'm going to tell you something, JR. I do not hate success, okay? I love it. I love seeing history. And you know what? I wish I was there in Yankee Stadium cheering that on. And you know, this is great. This is great for baseball. It is great to see somebody hit 60 home runs again like we did almost 20 years ago back when we had Bonds and what was his name? Canseco and Mark McGuire.
This is not great. Canseco. Sosa.
And Sosa, I'm sorry, Sosa.
This is great.
I'm happy for Judge. I'm happy for him.
Yeah, and I think Judge is only using Flintstone vitamins, you know? So, I mean, good for him. The other guys might have used something a little bit stronger. Yeah. I love history, too. Shep, you like history, right?
Love history, JR.
You do?
Even Jose Canseco's history.
His history is just...
whack.
Oh, my. What is he? Does he have another celebrity boxing match coming up?
Seems like everyone else is doing that these days, man.
Has he thrown any, because he likes to sit down and do interviews and tell everybody's business and insult people. And I don't, is that what Jose Canseco does for a living now?
It is these days, unfortunately. I mean, he's the, you know, he makes Mark McGuire look like Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Oh, at least Mark McGuire lays low. I haven't heard Mark McGuire throw anybody under the bus but himself.
Yeah.
Jose Canseco is just, he lives to beef with guys.
Listen, McGuire's a Hall of Famer. Well, he's literally a Hall of Famer. He's in the Hall of Fame with the second most successful baseball franchise in the history of the sport. He's in their Hall of Fame. That's something. No, Jose Canseco isn't even in the Canseco Hall of Fame.
That's a weird dude, man.
Well, yeah. But you know what? But I'll tell you this much.
What?
A lot of people that are modern-day baseball fans applaud Canseco because he's one of the only ones that actually did speak the truth and was forthright in what was going on 25, 30 years ago in the sport of baseball.
Did he do it because he wanted to be an upstanding individual, or did he do it because he's just a jerk?
He did it because this the latter. You're right about that. Yeah, I can't deny that.
He's like, yeah, I did it, and he did it too.
But he's not the first professional athlete to be a jerk.
Oh, he's not the first human being to be a jerk. I mean, we got a lot of them. There's dudes rolling around in the dirt thousands and thousands of years ago, just ready to take somebody down with them. It's a wild world that we live in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to leave the phone lines open. That's 855-212-4CBS. We'll talk Judge. We're going to talk about Tua. We're going to talk about Hurts. I'm going to talk to you here on CBS Sports Radio.
Baseball. America's game. It's about connection.
Leaps and makes the catch up against the wall.
And now, with Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball
she is gone.
Comes home.
Hey, is this happening? It is.
Friday Night Baseball, streaming on Apple TV Plus. Baseball, America's game. It's about connection.
Leaps and makes the catch up against the wall.
And now, with Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball
she is gone.
Comes home.
Hey, is this happening? It is.
Friday Night Baseball, streaming on Apple TV Plus.
Ready to improve your bottom line? The Room can match you with a top financial analyst. Trusted by small businesses, startups, and entrepreneurs, The Room's virtual financial analysts are highly trained, vetted through a rigorous data-driven process, and matched to fit your needs. Drive business growth with a virtual financial analyst from The Room. It's like listening to all the financial podcasts rolled into one. Get started today at trytheroom.com. That's trytheroom.com.
Baseball. America's game.
Of the most dramatic moments in the history of sports.
It's about connection.
Leaps and makes the catch up against the wall.
And now, with Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball.
She is gone.
Comes home.
Hey, is this happening? It is.
Friday Night Baseball, streaming on Apple TV Plus.
Chris, pro sandwich artist, amateur spokesperson, rolling.
New Subway delivery. Order only on the Subway app and get special deals. Like $0 delivery fee.
Chris, are you ordering on the Subway app right now?
Maybe?
Ooh, could I get in on that? Eat fresh, refresh. From the top, please. Freshly prepared for your order. Limited time at participating shops. Terms, taxes, and other fees still apply. Cut!